Well, good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. It is Wednesday, February the 20th, and it sounds as though we may be having a few little audio problems. My apologies for that. This is The Flip Side. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com. Well, another amazing day on Wall Street. Dow had about a 200-point moving average, going from down 100 to almost up 100. Closed the day out at 12,427, up 90 points. NASDAQ up 20 points, 2,327. S&P 500 up 11 at 1,360. Now, bear in mind, this was on a day where the FOMC minutes of January came out, and the Fed wasn't too happy with the way things were going. And it seems as though we are dealing with, obviously, the threat of inflation, and the Fed is prepared to act at any time. It actually took the market a full 40 minutes to dissect the minutes of the meeting before they decided that it was, it's bad, but it's actually not too bad because the Fed's going to cut rates again. So that's what caused the Dow to go from negative to positive. In the metals complex, is it possible that we could see gold hit $1,000 this week? Well, today's action obviously got a lot of tongues wagging. Gold closed up $16.30 to end the day at $944.80. Silver up 27 cents at $17.85. Could silver hit $20 this week? Well, we'll give you all the other facts and numbers when we return.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Back to the flip side for a Wednesday. Let's just run down the rest of the financial news before we speak to our guest for Wednesday, Charles Carlson. Platinum off $20, a little profit taking today, close at $2,131 an ounce. Palladium off $2 at $485 an ounce. And just in case you're interested, rhodium went over $9,000 an ounce today, closed at $9,140, up $180. Currently in Asian trading, gold down $3.40 at $941.40, silver up 6 cents at $17.91, platinum is flat, but palladium is knocking on the door, $500, up $9 at $496. Crude oil in New York, although the futures contract closed in record high territory of $101.70 a barrel, spot market closed up 27 cents at $99.97. The U.S. dollar still holding above the 76 on the U.S. dollar index, closing today at 76.10. And the reason why I say be prepared for gold to hit 1,000 this week and possible silver too, because everything is hanging on the initial jobless claims that come out tomorrow. Expectations are for 345,000. Then we get leading economic indicators report for January, which is expected to come in at minus 1%. And then to put the cherry on the top, we have the Philadelphia Fed survey coming out a little later. All eyes will be on the initial jobless claims. Most people have already taken for granted that the leading economic indicator report for January will show a negative, which is obviously one of the signs that they look for to give us some idea if we are in a recession or if we're not in a recession. So big day tomorrow for financial news, which basically means gold market could go anywhere. Having said that, great pleasure to welcome once again to the show, as he does each and every Wednesday, except for last Wednesday because he had stuff to do, Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. How are you doing, sir?
Fine, thank you, Robbie. Happy to be back. Missed you last week.
Yes. Were you jointing, gallivanting around the country?
A little bit, but it was actually just sort of personal business that I had to go take care of. So for once I was just unavailable.
You weren't irritating?
No, I wasn't irritating any churches.
Okay.
We're kind of adopting a new word for our vigils. We're beginning to call them interventions. People have suggested we do that we need a more aggressive word that really says what we do. And so we've been talking about interventions, and we think that will get their attention. And we don't have one planned at the moment, but we very soon will. We just had a request that we go to New Jersey and visit a big church there and start a intervention in New Jersey.
Well, what do you make of this development, politically speaking, which I find rather fascinating? With Barack Obama surging ahead in all the polls, because out of the, and with all due deference to my friends out there, obviously, who support Ron Paul, as I do, it's the presidential campaign is going to come down to John McCain, an avid supporter of Israel. More than likely, many have speculated, even though he says he would not, will probably have his running mate as Joe Lieberman.
Yes, that makes perfect sense.
Oh, there's no question.
Even though he's protested that.
Yep.
Lieberman has said he doesn't want it, but it's too good an offer to turn down, I would say, and Mr. Lieberman still is likely to accept that, I would think.
Absolutely, and obviously solidify a very important a voting bloc.
Yes.
Likewise with Hillary, if she were to become the Democrat nominee, the reason she's never been able to explain with any coherence why she supported voting to go to war against Iraq, it's obvious why she did, because obviously she was given marching orders by a very large contingent of Jewish voters in the New York area. So we know pretty much who is aligned with the Jewish lobby, and it's McCain, and it is Hillary Clinton. The wild card in this is, although he's made positive statements towards Israel, the Israelis, reading Haaretz and various other Jewish newspapers, it seems as though the Jewish community is very nervous about the possibility of Barack Obama becoming the Democrat nominee.
Yes, unless they're faking it and they just are playing don't throw me in the briar patch. But I kind of read it the way you do. It does appear that the Israeli lobby is uncertain about how Mr. Obama would act. He has made some gestures toward Israel. And he made a statement one time that was very badly received by the Palestinians, which he suggested that he did not believe in a Palestinian return, right to return, this being the right to go back to their ancient homelands. He did at one time make that statement, I'm told. But still, that's not really strong enough for the Israeli lobby. The Israeli lobby wants an airtight pledge. And I think the other thing that they want is they want to have something on each candidate, something that they can hold against him as a whole card in the event all else fails, something they can pull out of the hat and say, do you remember when you did thus and so, and we know all about it? And so if we look at John McCain, there are probably things like that they would have comfort that they could come up with. And there's certainly with Hillary Clinton, she probably has enough baggage that the Israeli lobby knows all about. We could dwell on all kinds of things about Hillary Clinton. So that she would be very easily controlled even if she changed her mind. She would have a hard time changing her mind. But I suppose Barack Obama may not have any glaring skeletons in his closet of a personal nature that the Israeli lobby could turn upon him.
Well,
and I'm surmising that. I don't know if that's true or not. But that would be plenty of reason for them to be nervous about having a man like that in the White House.
Well,
they don't have anything on him.
Yeah, the reason, in my opinion, why they would be nervous about having him in the White House is even though he may have made the statements about Palestine, I mean, this is a man, obviously, who has roots, although distant, he has roots in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
And any African who has roots in Kenya can relate to, obviously, a people that were caught up in a colonial system and the indigenous people being second-class citizens.
Yes, very, very true. So I think that that is a that's an interesting thought, a interesting possibility that he does have some writs that would cause him to maybe be sympathetic with the Arab world.
Maybe he needs to go visit the largest prison in the world then.
Yes. So and actually, when Barack Obama visited Israel, which he did, the discussions indicated that he actually visited the Palestinian quarter, that he was in the West Bank, maybe not Gaza. I don't never heard that he went to Gaza, but that he did actually visit somewhat extensively the Arab world in occupied Israel. And Robbie, no congressman, no senator ever does this. No candidate ever visits the Arab side when they go there. A few years ago, I had an occasion to have a personal chat with a United States congressman who I knew quite well. His name was Matt Salmon.
Yes.
And we sat down in my hotel room in St. Louis, Missouri, at an occasion where we were both present. And we had a little conference in the hotel room, and he told me about his trip to Gaza that he took where he was shown Gaza by the Israeli government. And he told me that they put him in the back of an armored personnel carrier with an inch and a half of titanium all around it. And I said, did that mean that you couldn't see out? And he said, no, I couldn't see anything. And that was the way he toured Gaza, in the back of an armored personnel carrier. They simply told him it was too dangerous for a United States congressman to be exposed to the Palestinians.
Yeah, they might throw a rock at him.
Right, and they took him to Yasser Arafat's house on the seashore, and there he had a conference with Arafat.
We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Take a short break. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and
welcome
strong.
Back, my friends. Yeah. Every time I hear that song, I want to rush out and get a cocktail. Welcome back. We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries, which, by the way, the website, WHTT.org, you can catch Charles's. It's a nine-part series. Part one is up there, A Short Walk in the World's Largest Prison.
That was in 2003. It was when I walked into the Gaza Strip, and unlike Congressman Salmon, who went in an armored personnel carrier and didn't see a thing, and was delivered to Yasser Arafat's palatial mansion, which is occupies about a quarter of a mile of exclusive seafront on the Mediterranean and has a high wall around it. And I'm sure Matt didn't see anything outside of that wall. He only saw it was inside that wall, but I actually walked in the gate and took a Arab taxi cab and so on. Everything but a donkey cart, I guess, there, and walked all over the Gaza Strip all by myself in a lot of cases, or with the guide I had. And what I'm saying, Robbie, is there was nothing unusual or dangerous about what I did. Anybody could do it if you get in. I was lucky to get in, but the people there were kind and generous and happy to get a dollar if you took a ride in their cab. And you could see Gaza from beginning to end. Any time of the day or night, you could walk out in the street. But our congressmen and people like that rarely see any of that. And you started off by talking about, is Obama possibly a problem for the Israelis? It could be that he may have seen some of that. And he has had a stepfather and a father who are Muslim. He might have a little sympathy for people in the Middle East as a result of that. That would at least cause him to give them a fair look. And so if the Israelis don't have anything on him of a personal nature that they could blackmail him with, let's say,
yeah,
He could be a distinct problem for them.
I believe we got a caller from Canada. Is it Carl?
Yeah.
Hey, Carl.
Just listening in. I kind of listened into the show, you know, once in a while to the What's This Network. I'm a Christian. I am not a dispensationalist, or I don't hold to any theology, Protestant or Catholic, but back in 2002, I was bringing this up. Do you remember when Bush made the comment when he was with King Abdullah of Jordan about false religion and getting rid of religion and the how this plays into the Middle East? Some people believe there's a hidden agenda has to do with Israel and the end times. I don't know what your view on this is, but I talked to some people who hold this view.
Well, We've talked a lot about that in the program in the past, and I don't quite know where to pick up on your question.
That there's an agenda to bring about the orchestrated destruction of, you know, religion, and to bring about their own religious system, utopian society, or a thousand year, to bring about the what they believe is the end time prophecies.
Carl, I would say, and if you look at our website, you'll see this theme is played out over and over again. That We Hold These Truths has kind of come to the conclusion that the dispensational Christian movement is basically a product of Zionist manipulation.
Yes.
Going all the way back to 1908.
The Scofield Bible as well,
and the Scofield Bible, and that they created it, or they didn't create the religion, but they took advantage of something that was happening, and they made sure that it grew, and they even created this marvelous Bible that helped build it and has been the background for all of these novels, like Left Behind novels and everything, are all based upon views that were put forth in that Bible. So we would say that the entire Judeo-Christian idea of dispensationalism, as it was popularly called then, now called Christian Zionism, that all of that was concocted more or less by, or at least fostered by world Zionism in order to get their end.
Yes, I'm a studier of the Bible. I grew up in a Catholic Protestant family. I started questioning what I was being told by, you know, in the different churches I started attending. And I started finding out a lot of this stuff, too, on my own.
Really?
With Daniel 9:27 and Mystery Babylon. Two books I read when I was young was The Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop, as well as Isaac Newton's Observations of Daniel and the Apocalypse of St. John. And that kind of inspired me to start, you know, looking for answers and believing that the Mystery Babylon religious system is what, you know, a lot of this is part of, and the eschatology. I believe there's a lot of people being fed misled information, and a lot of these political leaders are trying to bring about this, Armageddon scenario where they can have their utopianist in the temple rebuilt and have sacrifices.
Carl, very well, Carl, very well said and expressed.
Carl, hold on over the break. I want to ask you a question when you return. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that? Worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. We're also talking to Carl in Canada. My question to you, is it possible to have a free discussion in Canada about what we talk about on the show each and every Wednesday, in other words?
Well, what do you mean? Like in the public here? Because there's a lot of issues over accommodation and people's religious views I see are under attack. And I also, I don't agree with, like you said, Timothy LaVeyre, but the Soon series. You know, I kind of see that this sort of being played out in that sense where we're moving towards this, you know, global police state, Fourth Reich or Antichrist system where they will outlaw God. Try to get rid of God in everything. Up here, there's a lot of attack on religion. If marriage should be put ahead of religion, there was a recent Supreme Court case in which a Jewish individual didn't want to give his wife a divorce or something because he said it was his religious view, and they struck down they said that the woman should be granted a divorce. There's a lot of issue up here in Canada about religion, and I don't see it as much freedom as in the U.S. to discuss. I don't know. I mean, we may have public discussions with people, or what do you mean when you ask that?
Well, for instance, would the kind of programming we do on Republic Broadcasting Network be obviously a problem for the authorities in Canada?
I don't know of any truth networks up here. I call into the ones I know in the U.S. because I don't know of any in Canada that I'm aware of that discuss openly, alternative views. All I know up here is the mainstream media. I heard there's maybe a few shows on a couple of the AM stations. That's the only thing I'm aware of.
Can you talk about the influence of the Jewish lobby there freely?
I know there's a lot of issue over freedom up here. I don't think so. I don't believe so.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it, Carl. Thanks so much, my friend.
Okay.
Thank you, Carl. Very good call.
Absolutely. We've got another call, Charles. I believe it is Phil in Texas. Hey, Phil.
Hi. I caught in the middle of the conversation, and my question to your guest is, is he saying that, I'll ask him directly, are you saying that that what they're doing is they are living the scenario that's in the Bible, trying to create it, or are you saying that the scriptures themselves were created way back when for this end time scenario? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. What I'm saying is that the scripture is okay. The scriptures are more or less timeless. We're not quarreling with the minor changes that have been made from addition to addition. But what we say is the Zionist movement, when they set out to try to control people using Christianity as a tool, which of course is what they're doing now in the presidential elections, they're trying to swing control toward their view through the use of what we call Judeo-Christianity. And the way that was accomplished was by writing commentaries or interpretations of the scriptures themselves. And there's plenty of confusion that you can find in the Bible, plenty of things that because of the age, because of the way they were written, because of the multiple writers, there's plenty of places that you can find to confuse yourself about scripture. And this has been taken advantage of by writing commentaries and footnotes, specifically the document that I was referring to, Phil, was the Scofield Reference Bible, which was written first in 1908, which was the grandfather of the manipulation of Scripture in the direction of a thing called dispensationalism, and that is the eschatology, which means prophecy or interpretation of prophecy, that leads so many professing Christians to believe that the state of Israel is the fulfillment of the old biblical prophecies, that the political state of Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, and therefore makes it more than just an ordinary state. It, in their eyes, makes it holy and supreme and almost on the same level as Jesus Christ would be to a Christian.
So what you're saying is, certain individuals read the scriptures and say, "Hey, we can go ahead and manipulate this to our advantage."
Absolutely, and they wrote books. They wrote very powerful books that were promoted masterfully with a lot of money, a whole lot of really big time promotions. The Scofield Bible was a huge promotion in America.
Well, I've heard that even now that they've the newer Bibles that are coming out are slowly steering away from the original text. Would you say that's true?
That's really another issue.
Okay.
It's not the issue that we delve into. There are a lot of people that dig into every word of every new edition and try to figure out what subtle changes are being wrought by changing words. But we're talking, however, about massive one-time changes or changes in successive editions of the same Bible produced by the same European power structure. It's Oxford University Press that has owned it ever since 1908. And they've made these massive changes that others have copied or used. And so there's all kinds of study Bibles that have taken their example from the Scofield Reference Bible.
Well, then, would you say individuals such as Hagee, Benny Hinn, and some of these other, I would call, super evangelists, are they quite aware of what they're doing?
Well, they all run right out of the Scofield Reference Bible. You can find all of their arguments in the footnotes of these Scofield Bibles. Whether or not they would admit that's where they got it, that's where you'll find it. They might not admit that's where they got it. They might say it's their own research, and but they're consistent in this.
And you'll find this pretty much across the board.
You can track them back to this. That's why we make great emphasis in studying what these changes were that were promoted in the Scofield Reference Bible and exposing them, and then explaining why they're wrong. And we go to a lot of work doing that, and you'll find those things on our website where we do that. So we think just understanding the changes that have been made and the reveals the purpose of them.
Okay, so the real danger here is that these individuals or whoever had followed this doctrine from the Scofield reference Bible, these individuals could literally lead us down the road to Armageddon then.
Absolutely, you're building Armageddon. So that if you are a Judeo-Christian, you really can't pray for peace. There's someone that's written about this. The Judeo-Christian really can't pray for peace because his interpretation of Scripture says it's God's
will.
Intent to create a war. Therefore, how can you pray against God? And so they essentially have to pray for war because they interpret the Bible to be saying that that's God's intent.
Oh, this is a scary scenario.
It is, yes. And if you go to our website and look at the click on it, it's a big green button on the website, and it's called Christian Zionist Roots. It will play a 43-minute audio video that documents this pretty clearly and gets you off to a very good start in understanding how this got started in 1908.
And is this where the rapture comes from also?
Yes, the rapture is part of it, Armageddon. Going back to animal sacrifices, a special breed of animal that has to be produced called a red heifer, and on it goes. And some of it sounds very foolish, but it's all taken very seriously by the evangelical leaders, especially some of that you've named, like Manny Hinn and John Hagee and many, many others, Jerry Falwell, the whole Southern Baptist Convention. It's very huge.
Billy Graham.
Well, Billy Graham is sort of. I'd be generalizing a little bit. I would say yes and no.
Well, there's a yes there, then there's got to be a yes.
Pardon?
I said if there's a yes there, there's got to be. That means yes.
Yeah. There's it's a pretty much a yes.
Yeah. So basically, with their teaching their flocks is it's okay, let it blow up. You're not going to be here.
Encourage it. Encourage it to blow up. We need it to blow up. It will bring the return of Christ. This is what they're taught.
And the sooner
the better.
This is also, well, not only in the church, but political leaders, would you say, follow this doctrine?
Absolutely.
That's the scary part.
So then you have, because there are so many Judeo-Christians who sort of have been trained on this idea and accept it. I won't say believe it, because most people trained in these ideas really don't understand it well enough to believe it, but they sort of accept it because it goes with the church. It goes with the society that they're in. And as a result of that, you then have politicians like John McCain, who we were discussing, and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, who are bent on somehow capturing that vote, because it's a very large hunk of vote that comes from the Judeo-Christian right, called the so-called Christian right. And so you have a tremendous effort to try of politicians to try to dip in and get that vote. It's almost the key. It comes very close to being the key to getting in.
Wow. Okay, well, thanks for the info. Real quick, can I ask one more question, Robbie, and I'll hang up?
Sure.
A while back, John had played a program, a recording of a fellow named Jack Otto, I believe. I don't know his first name. And he was given a history of how, I guess you could say, false Jews came into being. I forgot what the group was. They were Turks or something. Did you ever hear that program?
No,
I didn't personally hear it, Robbie.
No, I missed it.
But I will say that that there was a new movement in Judaism that started about the same time as Judeo-Christianity was started, and it was called the World Jewish Congress, and it was what is now referred to as Reform Judaism. And Reform Judaism originally was not Zionistic, and it was actually sort of favored assimilation and diversification. It did not advocate Zionism, in other words, a return to Israel. And very recently, many Jews have been saying that the world, that the Reformed Jewish movement has now taken a strong position in the direction of Zionism, encouraging people to actually go back and live in Israel because God ordained it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome, Phil.
All right. Thanks, man. Have you been paying attention to recently declared independence for Kosovo?
Yes.
It's almost sort of like a replay of the creation of Israel.
Yes, and it's causing, in terms of the conflict, it is, because it's causing tremendous conflict in Serbia. And, of course, Bill Clinton, Hillary's husband and advisor, bombed Serbia over Kosovo.
The Christian Kosovos, Serbs, we should mention, as opposed to the Muslim Albanians that everybody seems to think deserve their own homeland. But the Albanians have no more claim to Kosovo than pretty much the Jews claim to Jerusalem. And I see it as almost exactly the same thing.
It seems like one of these divide and conquer kind of an ideas, doesn't it?
Certainly. And I can see conflict raging between the Albanians and the Serbs for a very long. Well, it's already started. Why am I saying it's going to start? It's already started. There's already skirmishes taking place as we speak. How come is it we never learn our lessons from history? We seem to be on this perpetual path of constantly making the same mistakes over and over again, thinking that somehow it's going to be a different outcome, and yet it's always the same.
Yes, it's always the same. So we know that our leaders are smart enough to have figured that out. So what you have to conclude is that they are doing it for the purpose of creating conflict.
Conflict, absolutely.
And world conflict is really the stuff that's keeping, that's holding our economy together. The creation of world conflict is the glue that our political leaders seem to think they can use to hold together our faltering, failing economy, our moral deterioration, create world conflict, and then have to create armies to solve it. And more armaments and more spending and more deficits, and it almost it would seem that they are trying to maximize every world conflict they can think of.
Well, yeah, you ain't
there's
gonna
no
get
better
them
way
off.
Than to create a boundary, which of course is an interesting thing. The idea of separating a separate state of Palestine and Israel was something the UN did back in 1948. They said that this was going to happen, that they proclaimed separate states. But it obviously hasn't worked. There's been 60 years of constant conflict. What would be wrong with one state where the Israelis and the Palestinians would be tossed in together and told to work out their problems, and the rest of the world quit giving money to them and just let them get in and work out their problems? Of course, this is the one solution that's never talked about, the solution of why shouldn't Israel be a democracy, which they claim to be, and allow some sort of rights, equal, similar rights, at least, for both Israelis and Palestinians.
Well, I have a comment on that, and we'll take a short break, and I'll give it to you when we return. I heard it the other day, made me laugh. We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks. and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment this Wednesday. We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. You can contact Charles, or you can visit his website at WHTT.org. Or if you do not have internet access, you want to drop him a line, you can write to Straight Gate Ministries at P.O. Box 14491, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85267. Or you can call him at 480-947-3329. And if you missed all that, you can always call me here at Republic Trading Group. We'd be happy to give you that information. I heard something, and that kind of helps explain a lot of things. First of all, the fact that Israel is not a democracy, because obviously to be a democracy, you have to have a written constitution. And the reason they don't have a written constitution is because of the fact that this movement to get Jews to return to Israel is because somebody sat down and did the math and figured out that if they were to be a true democracy, they've got a little bit of a problem where Arabs are a majority in Israel as opposed to Israelis, and that as soon as Israelis become the majority within Israel, they will write a constitution and become a democracy.
Well, my comment to that is a democracy supposedly suggests that there are equal rights. And, of course, poor South Africa was accused of apartheid because they did not, of course, extend equal rights to blacks and whites. there were differences in the rights that they extended. They were attacked for that. Israel is worse. Israel has no semblance of equal rights. Therefore, if they wrote a constitution, they would have to write in it that there's a difference in the rights of Jews and other people. Or else they'd have to actually become a democracy, I suppose. For instance, a woman, a 22-year-old woman who lives in Israel, but is Arab, posed as an Israeli so she could get medical help, and she was detected partway through this treatment for this dreadful disease she had, some terminal disease. The doctors said, well, we want to treat her anyway. We don't care what she is. We think she should be saved, and they did. But the Israelis are now arresting her because she stole an identity of someone else in order to get treatment that is supposed to be universal in Israel. Well, it's universal for Jews, but it's not universal for Arabs. And so Arab citizens aren't entitled.
Even Jews aren't equal in Israel, right?
And that's right. Jews are not equal either. There's no sense of equality there. There's vast differences in rights of spoken and unspoken differences.
So there's some Jews that if they had to write a constitution, they would say that they are three-fifths Jewish. Reminds me of another part in history where blacks were referred to as three-fifths. I don't know why people don't question this stuff.
Yes, it's very clear that there's not even close to being a democracy. And religions, of course, there's only one recognized religion in Israel. Other religions are forbidden. Christianity, for instance.
But see, yes. Good point, Charles. Thank you, sir. As always, a pleasure. Till next week, my friend. And till tomorrow, see you, bye.